with Thoroughbred trainer Stuart Gandy, who's just quinellaed the Carrick Plate, which is a time-honoured race, and certainly one that a lot of people are trying to win. And he's quinellaed the race with JB's GG and GG's Laquita. You must be thrilled, Stuart.
I am. I'm really wrapped. We thought they'd go good. I was pretty confident that JB would win, but I really thought Laquita would put it to him, and she did. I thought at the top of the straight she might have him, but he just had enough of a kick. Thrilled.
Stephen Maskew said that one of the best parts of the race for him, one of the best part of the win, was that when he asked him to get that kick, he really had a good kick, and that was the turning point in the race.
Yeah, his last few runs at Devonport, they've been good, but you never like to be beaten favourite that many times, and I just thought on grass tonight, freshened up. I was told Steve, I saw him at the track the other day, and I said he'd be right for tonight, and yeah, he didn't let me down.
No, he didn't. The horse didn't. It was a great ride. And GG's Laquita, what have you got planned for her?
Look, at this stage, I'd like to see her win a couple sort of handicaps over ground, but perhaps if she could step up to the mark, perhaps Launceston Cup or something like that. I really think the further she goes and the way Shannon's riding, I think it really suits. She's getting her to settle nicely. Last time in, she led all the races, but yeah, settled. I think she's a much better horse, and a lot of praise has to go to Anita Bell, who rides all the track work. She's a fantastic track jockey, and she's done a lot for the horse.
One good thing is that some horses do perform better when they get on the grass. Laquita, she was on the synthetic for a couple of runs. She just didn't seem to take to it straight away, but now that she got back on the grass, the last start when she was on the grass in Hobart, she really put it together, and she showed that she does have a better liking for the grass.
Yeah, she does. I have nothing against the synthetic. I've taken a lot of horses up there through winter. I think it's really saved racing in Tasmanian over winter. But yeah, some horses like it and some don't, and you just have to go there to find out. So
you'll have to find one that likes it to win the Devonport Cup, Stuart.
That's it. Yeah, I had it in mind for JB, but he just doesn't quite handle it, so we'll stick clear.
All right, mate. Well done, and let's hope that we get some more wins from the Stuart Gandy stable in the very near future.
Cheers. Thanks, Pete.